This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A surge of very sick children suffering from viruses has children's hospitals scrambling to free up beds and find room for patients. Because of this fall surge of respiratory viruses among children, around three-quarters of pediatric hospital beds nationwide are now full, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. Hospitals are directing kids to other states for care and teaching parents how to administer nursing care at home, including suctioning mucus from their kids' airways. Every inpatient bed at Comer Children's Hospital in Chicago has been full for more than 6 weeks. Emergency room volume is up more than 150%. Many patients have RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, which can cause lung infections. But doctors are also seeing cases of rhinovirus, enterovirus, adenovirus, and several coronaviruses, including COVID-19. Doctors said that masking and social distancing likely prevented kids from getting exposed to respiratory viruses earlier in the pandemic. But then kids began to encounter new pathogens for the first time with little immunity. RSV, now the dominant virus in many hospitals, often looks like a common cold, but in severe cases it can lead to pneumonia or bronchiolitis, an infection in the airways. Patients sick with RSV may need supplemental oxygen or ventilators to breathe. Infants and children with lung diseases or weakened immune systems are most at risk. Dr. Allison Bartlett, a pediatric infectious diseases specialist at Comer Children's, said the flow of patients is like a treadmill that never ends. As soon as a kid is discharged, that bed fills up with the next kid in need. Yet the hospital is simultaneously fielding a barrage of requests to accept new patients from facilities that don't treat children or are overrun themselves. Dr. Bartlett said, "It's scary. It makes me worry about my kids getting into a car accident and not having a place to go." Children's Hospital Colorado is accepting patients from 5 other nearby states. Adams Publishing Group, the privately held national newspaper chain that owns the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, announced Monday it's purchasing the 13 small-town Montana newspapers of the Yellowstone Newspapers chain. Adams Publishing Group, based in Minneapolis, is buying the Livingston Enterprise, the Miles City Star, the Glendive Ranger Review, the Lewistown News Argus, the Dillon Tribune, the Big Timber Pioneer, the Laurel Outlook, the Carbon County News, Bighorn County News, Stillwater County News, the Terry Tribune, the Forsyth Independent Press, and the Judith Basin Press. Adams Publishing Group has not said whether the company plans to maintain staffing at the Yellowstone Papers at current levels. According to an announcement story posted to the Daily Chronicle website, the sale is set to be finalized November 1st. Adams Publishing has been acquiring newspapers since 2014 and currently operates 27 daily and 90 non-daily publications in 19 states. It purchased the chain that includes the Bozeman Daily Chronicle and sister paper Belgrade News in 2017. Yellowstone Newspapers, which dates its 57-year history to a 1965 purchase of the Miles City Star, has for years been the state's largest Montana-owned newspaper group. UM Journalism Director Lee Banville said the Adams purchase fits into a consolidation trend that has become common business practice in the newspaper industry over the past decade, as owners attempt to cope with readers and advertisers shifting their attention and advertising dollars to digital media. Companies are often looking to piece together regional networks that save money by centralizing printing or page layout work, he said. That's a strategy that may be able to help newspapers, especially comparatively shoestring operations serving smaller towns, keep their businesses sustainable. Even with reporters in some newsrooms, there's discontent. Citing poor pay and rising cost of living in Bozeman, the Chronicle's 8 non-management newsroom employees voted to unionize earlier this year. While some of Montana's smaller newspapers remain in family or small chain ownership, most of the state's large newspapers are managed by out-of-state ownership. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.